Hey y'all, it's Brendan from the Rise and Shine Show with Meechie and Brendan. For many years, Ralph Lynch and Baker's Furniture invited you to join them each Sunday morning after the 9 a.m. news break for the community chat. And I'd like to invite you to do the same. This week, I'll be interviewing my good friend Ben Bantista. You may know Ben from Salmonella's, The Branch, The Iguana Cafe, or even the Sirloin Stockade. Today, Ben makes salsa with his daughter. They go by the name Mamacita Grande. We'll talk about that, the farmer's market, growing up in Tahlequah, working in Tahlequah, and raising children in Tahlequah. Shopping for furniture is convenient and affordable at Baker's Furniture, Tahlequah's best furniture store with over 53 years in business. And don't forget, delivery is free within the city limits of Tahlequah. That's Baker's Furniture, 3231 South Muskogee Avenue. And welcome to another episode of Community Chat. We're on episode number 3, and I've got my good friend, long friend, Ben Bantista with me. Hey, Ben.
Good morning, Tahlequah! I've always wanted to say that on the radio.
Thank you, you did a great job.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's going to, you know, land well with everybody, but I love saying it. So
I would have given you multiple auditions for it, and we could have lied and said it was the first one. But
we
You can do it one more time.
Yeah. Good morning, Tahlequah!
Good morning, Tahlequah.
Tahlequah. So, I don't know. We'll figure it
CO.
out. Yeah, there we go.
Well, so, you know, our friendship goes long long way back. I remember meeting you as a guy that worked at Salmonella's for a while, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that still remember you there and bring that up.
Long-haired, young kid, singing songs, being goofy. I'm still that guy inside, cut my hair, still goofy, still singing songs off-key, but lots of fun. Really appreciate the North End Bend history that I've got going, where I worked all the places downtown, and yeah, that was really a big part of me growing up in town. I've been here since I've been able to work at jobs. I've actually worked at the old Sirloin Stockade, if you remember that far back.
There you go. And that's
my first wait staff job, and maybe where I fell in love with that kind of food service industry kind of thing, you know? Like, ooh, I like this. I'm good at it. They give me money to do this.
Really?
Know? Like, let me refill your drinks.
Who was your first manager over there?
I want to say Sean, but I don't know if that's the right name.
Fair enough.
But yeah, and then quickly manager at wherever I was working from Salmonella's onward. So yeah, a lot of fun, and eventually bartending in all the other places I've worked in town. So
was that the singing off key that got you all the managerial positions?
That was unexpected, you know, like just shooting from the hip. I think sometimes half the time I'm on key, but it's never on purpose or not, you know. So
yeah, you're like a broken watch.
Yeah, when people say I'm doing a good job, I'm as surprised as anybody else is, you know.
So they're just like, well, he's not putting a lot of time into his vocals, so
right.
He's probably good at managing.
Yeah, he must be good at something to be here, because it's not always the singing, you know.
To be fair, I don't know if I've told you, you were the first person to train me, really, and for a while, if I had a nightmare in a restaurant where I needed to take care of some folks, you were the guy coming from behind the corner, you take care of that table?
Yeah.
Table 482?
Yeah,
the table numbers get really high.
We all
high
need
in
that person, you know, guiding us, making us pay attention to what's most important for the business as opposed to what is most important to us, which a lot of times I love talking, I love telling a story, all of that stuff. But making sure that I'm doing well as a steward of somebody else's business has been an awesome thing to learn and use on my own. So.
Right. Well, you wouldn't have been a great person for me getting into radio at that moment, because I think your first task was, Brendan, you're not allowed to talk anymore.
Yes, yes.
So, but that was key.
They're calling your name in the kitchen. You got to run your food out. We love it. We love your customer relations, but you actually have to do the job, Brendan.
The rest of the job. Well, Salmonella's was pretty confusing. It takes 20 minutes to get a pizza out. You got a lot of song and dance
to do. Right? Yeah. But we got a song, wiggling. Like sing and dance for everybody, not just for that person right in front of you, you know?
Right.
So, and then we want to shine a spotlight on anybody.
That's right. And we put in our time down at the Branch together for a while, too.
Oh, the Branch. That was the good old days, you know?
Good old days.
Classic times at the Branch. Missed that place, too. Hopefully, we have a resurgence in the North End, where everybody's a mogul, because Granny's, the Crowbar, the Branch, all of the places down there, Salmonella's, Iguana Cafe being open and going real strong was an awesome time in Tahlequah. And I think that with the Kroner and the other places in town, I mean, it just keeps getting better and better. You know, we have more and more local places that are amazing. Whether it's like a Lenny Bros, which is totally local, or I count the local workers at Chili's caring and doing their best for you as we're supporting local people that way.
Well, and when you're using the service industry, you're keeping that velocity going on with that dollar. I know when I was counting money, and you've counted money in town before, you start seeing the same $1 bill coming out of the bank bag, and you're like, wait, oh, the same like 20 grand is floating around this town in $1 bills all the time.
And there's more people in town wanting to spend money than ever before. So let's keep supporting the local businesses. It's lots of fun. Good for everybody.
That's right. You know, and we'll get back on track here in a second. But speaking of my sponsor for a second, I just stopped by today to see Baker's Furniture. And do you know where the first location was?
Ooh, was it downtown? Where at?
Ned's USA.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, that's surprising. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Sherry said, you know this window right here? That window? That used to be the showroom window.
Okay. It was the front door for a little while. Yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff. Pre-my time front door. Right. But yeah.
That's awesome, man.
Isn't that cool?
Quite a bit of history. Let's see. Reese's was over there on Choctaw and, college.
So. I was sad when they took that sign down.
Yeah. It's too bad.
I thought it was really cool.
But yeah, that's I did not know that little trivia fact about Tahlequah.
I'm trying to keep those in my back pocket.
Right? Just pull them out every show.
Absolutely. So you've always been involved in downtown as far as I'm concerned. And I think before we got on the mics, you mentioned you've been involved in the farmer's market lately.
We've been doing a lot of farmer's markets action all last summer long. Before, I was a longtime supporter of it. Happy to have a good farmer's market to go and shop at just in general.
Right.
I started making salsa as just a... I was trying to figure out, I have an idea for a bar one day, and I need to have my own salsa. I need to have these things that make my restaurant, my bar, better than other ones, or at least stand out.
Right.
And there's plenty of prepackaged stuff that people use, and I can't even fault them for that. Do what you can well, and use the prepackaged stuff where it makes sense, and you'll mean something and be a unique experience for the customer. And so that was the kind of the journey I was on. I was also given a bunch of tomatoes by somebody who was growing them. And so I started making salsa, and with the extra jars I would end up with, I was handing them out. And then eventually people kept asking to buy it from me.
And that means there's commerce involved.
Hey, there we go. Right? Well, my kid has always wanted to, she wasn't old enough to have a job. She wanted to have a booth and set up and sell things. And so
you mean having a dad that works extremely hard rubbed off?
Right, the three or four jobs that I've always had, that's what she wanted to do, I guess. So I would encourage the paintings. She would set up and sell paintings. She did necklaces one time. But nothing really stuck. And then I asked her about the salsa. I was like, hey, look, I got this logo design. This is my idea. Do you want to do this? And I'll set you up at the Fargo Farmer's Market. And so she's been my taste tester from day one. She helps me make every batch, jar every batch, label every batch. It's awesome because now we're hiring her friends to come and help us because we make 120 jars every Sunday just to keep up with not only the farmer's market, but also all of the stores. We have Judy's Closet has been a big supporter of us and has held our salsas. They sell our salsa and they have as long as we've been making it. We also have Riverside Liquor helping out with that, Parker's Meat Market in Keys. The Watson's Meat Market in Muskogee is actually carrying it now as well.
Very cool. Was that like finding vendors?
You have to learn how to do it.
Find you some of them?
Parker's Meat Market reached out to us. You have to go in knowing what you'll accept and what you won't accept and saying, hey, this is what I'd like, and see if they're agreeable. There's places that get one price because they're paying up front, and other places that if I'm, if it's consigned, I'm getting a different price out of it. So you have to be able to be flexible with all of that, which luckily I am. Ultimate goal, though, is get to where it's made by a co-producer. My goal right now is Reese's. In the next year or two, I'd like to have it on the shelves in Reese's. I guess there's a certain number of Reese's, but then after that, now they're owned by Brookshire's.
Right.
So if I could ever get to Brookshire's, there's 200 of those. And
there you
so
go.
I would be in the salsa money then.
New York City.
New York, yeah, right. I made a meme and riffed off that, but I don't think enough people remember that commercial.
It's
from
like
the 90s.
Doing the Budweiser thing right now.
Right, yeah.
Nobody, Budweiser, and everybody's like, I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. What the? If you bring that back, people are going to be confused. But yeah, New York City.
Actually,
pick up the pace a little bit. So,
if Adam Sandler tried to bring back and
yeah,
it didn't happen.
Yeah, it didn't work. So if he can't do it, let's just make our own. Now, one thing I had to do was Mamacita Grandes doesn't necessarily make sense in Spanish. So people would be like, what does this mean? I'm like, I don't speak Spanish. I just like the way it sounded. I had a notepad one day and I was like thinking of restaurant ideas, bar ideas. And that was one of the names that I came up with and one that stuck. And it actually means she's a big little mama.
Oh, I think it sounds great.
Yeah, so we have a commercial recorded, and we're as soon as my kid gets it to me, she's in Tiger News at school. She was able to use the equipment and make it for a school project, and then we're going to be able to use that as part of our marketing media stuff. And it's going to be a lot funny and lots of fun. So I'm excited to get our little commercial out there. Maybe we get maybe this is our own New York City moment, you know,
yeah.
Going big time with the salsa. I love it doing it, you know, low budget, lo-fi, just seeing what we can come up with, you know, dad and daughter teamwork.
I love the idea of your daughter possibly listening to this with you on Sunday.
Yeah.
And for me to tell you right now, I think I freaked her out a little bit at the Crawfish Fest.
Oh, yeah?
Because I just looked at her with sunglasses on and go, is your dad nearby? And she goes, I don't know. And then I walked away and I was like, I didn't even give her context for who
I
was.
At the farmer's market, people were like, I know your dad. She's like, Dad, people know you. We know this. She's like over the excitement of it. She's like, yeah, everybody knows my dad. It's all good.
Fair enough. It was the weirdness of me just like, I don't know if she thought maybe I was policing her for a moment or like you're up to no good. I was just like,
honestly, it helps me out because I always tell her, I'm going to hear about it. Like, I know a lot of people here and they're going to inform me. Usually it's always been pleasant. You know, everybody's happy to see her, happy to tell me about seeing her. So, It's a fun thing for a fun occurrence.
I love that you're doing the salsa with her. That's so cool.
It's a good way to teach a kid about business, about overhead, about what kind of profit you want to make. The farmer's market has been super welcoming. Tabitha and everybody there have like
they're
really
super
helped
sweet.
Her out.
Yeah, they come in here pretty regularly to talk. I can't say enough good
and
about them.
If a kid wants to make money, I mean, that's a good way. They better sit up and talk and greet people as they walk by. So it's good practical life experience. So,
yeah, I think I've worked with a few young people before, and there's a question that will bug me, and it's if somebody says, can I do this?
Yeah.
And that's not the question.
Right,
the answer
right.
doesn't exist because it's should you do it?
Right.
Would it be helpful? Would it be useful?
Well, this is a good framework with definite answers to it. You know, does this benefit you? What's this going to do in long term? And any exercises that we can give anybody like that is going to be good for everybody. So,
so I know you grew up here. What's it like raising a child in Tahlequah?
I am
what's
happy
changed?
To say, well, my biggest accomplishment, I think, is like I moved around a lot before I landed here at 15. And so my kid is going to graduate high school and have experienced Tahlequah all the way through without moving schools, without doing all that stuff. And I think that's huge. I think that through the farmer's market and the reception that we receive anywhere we go, just from kind of being, you know, townies or home slices ourselves, it's just going to lend itself to her having the confidence and the foundation that she needs for the future. So I'm happy to be here. There's not another town in Oklahoma that I'd like to be in besides Tahlequah.
Love that. And I love that you're thinking about what that change represents. I know you know I moved a lot. You moved a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects you in ways you can't really anticipate necessarily. You don't know how much you might have tried to fit in when you didn't need to or tried to stick out when you didn't need to. And
mm-hmm.
I think moving or not moving and having a consistent environment is kind of like a jar. I mean, you get you know what's surrounding you. You know what's safe. And if you got to spill out. But at least you know what the jar is.
Right. Some consistency to help out. So
yeah.
We're just going to keep pushing the salsa. I'm actually have recruited her as well for a future endeavor. I'm looking into doing a food truck. Going to do Mamacita Grande's food truck. And have like a mixed menu because I want to do like here's what we do all the time. Here's like the quesadillas, nachos, tacos that you can get all the time. And then I have a rotating menu over here. So it's can be wings. It can be whatever I dream of. I was thinking about doing like a immersion of two different types of food.
Like a fusion thing?
A fusion food. That's the word I was
looking
for. There
you go. Very cool.
And so to do a fusion of like Japanese and Hispanic food called Japanic. And
with an apostrophe D before, so it sounds like did you panic?
Yeah, did you panic? Yeah. Don't Japanic. We got you covered at Mamacita Grande's. And so I made some, you know, teriyaki quesadillas the other night. They weren't half bad. I'm going to keep working on that. We'll see where I get. But there's a lot of opportunities around here with the new hospital opening, with the ball fields. I mean, the restaurants around here are receiving a lot of business just from the ball fields on the weekend. That's been an awesome addition to town.
Absolutely.
So I think being able to be mobile and capitalize on that is going to be awesome.
I'll give you a throwaway one. Someone might be a little upset I'll give away, but caprese dia.
Okay, what's that mean?
It's a caprese salad on a dia.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
yeah. That's the do the mozz, the balsamic, the basil and tomatoes. Right. And
I just want to have the core, like this is what we do, and then here's the things that we're bringing in, either rotating out, trying out,
right,
and then eventually maybe putting on a menu for a brick and mortar if I can ever get that far.
Right, and you're pretty smart with those specials. You could probably use a distributor to kind of decide what they need to get rid of, what you can be creative
right,
with.
Right, well, and that's why you don't want to do chicken wings all the time, because when that price skyrockets, you know, mm-hmm. you gotta bring it back home and do something that's going to make you money, and so you can pivot away from the chicken wings and do something that's going to make sense for everybody.
That's right. Hey, that was Ben Bantista. This has been Community Chat. Look forward to seeing him around town selling some salsa with his daughter. Look around for him at the farmer's market.
She's a big little mom.
We might cut that for her sake. We'll see. But don't forget, free delivery within city limits of Tahlequah. Always here to help with your furniture needs. Baker's Furniture, 3231 South Muskogee Avenue in Tahlequah. And don't forget that free delivery in town. All right, we'll get back to your programming.